So, Patreon chat, we are going to chat about the reunion of Puffy and Dippy, which I don't want. I don't want this sugary sweet reunion. How many months has it been since she was in another man's bed?
Oh, it was around Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, because Christmas, Jay was back and they wanted to try and reunite.
Oh, no, it was Halloween.
You know, it's not healthy for either of them. And nobody wants to see this. How much better was it, A, Vaya, you shipped Dippy and Pierce, and we all shipped Shane and Jacinta Sapleman.
Amy.
Shamey. So how much better was it to watch them with other people?
It was so good, especially because you know soap characters always get back together. So you want to at least see them have some fun in the meantime instead of going back to their dreary marriage.
Yeah. And, like, where they're going to have, like, conversations about whether one of them goes back to uni.
Oh,
like, yeah. Riveting television. A very special Thursday on Neighbours. Does Shane go to uni?
And then shows her around the campus.
Oh.
That reminds me of something I've seen on Neighbours groups. It's been on the council as well, about the snippet from the TV review of the night when Jim Robinson died on Neighbours. And they just go, Jim has suffered an extreme physical setback.
So would you like to say Shane has suffered an extreme setback and gone back to Dippy?
Maybe.
It's so forced, this. It's just no spark. He takes her for a tour of Eden Hills Uni, and then this is the conversation that was really alarming. They just found out that Roxy has been hurt and is in hospital. They find her passed out, and then Dippy goes, oh, by the way, Sheila's back and I've forgotten to clean her gnomes.
Oh.
Why? What? Who's cleaning gnomes? One.
They go outside. It rains in Melbourne.
Especially your housemate's gnomes.
Also, Sheila is very precious about those gnomes. I don't think she'd trust anybody to touch them.
With good reason.
Yeah.
With good reason. I am, look, she's a formidable presence. If she told me to clean the gnomes and I didn't clean the gnomes, I'd be fearful.
Oh, yeah.
But if someone is in extreme pain in front of me, suddenly that is the new priority. And I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm going to wear this.
Particularly because Roxy's like Sheila's proto-granddaughter as well.
Yeah, she's the Xanthi ringing.
She is. Yeah. Sheila wouldn't have cared about the gnomes at the end. She'll care now that there's a broken gnome.
And what was he? He was like some part of a set as well.
Oh, set of gnomes?
I don't really understand gnome politics.
Oh.
Was he in the gnomtivity or something like that? I can't remember.
That sounds very important.
But then Dippy's like, oh, no, Puffy's smooth move was I should have shown you around the bike sheds at uni, which is a weird metaphor because it's usually around the school bike sheds that you talk about, not the uni bike sheds, because there's not really sheds at uni. You just like tie them to a bar.
And I don't think you're allowed to smoke on campus either anymore. You say it's like you can't go around the back of the bike sheds, have a smoke and have a quick grope.
Flimsy premise, Puffy. And then they go in for this kiss and then they get interrupted. And my partner thought, oh, it's COVID filming. They can't kiss. I'm like, no. That's over because Brent and Harlow kissed.
Yeah.
So I don't know why this kiss has to be interrupted.
Just no one wants to see it.
No.
But maybe it's just them. They haven't consummated them getting back together yet.
Yeah, maybe. Well, they're just going to pop off to that patio and reignite their flames out where the marriage had its demise.
Now, we speculated a little bit on the main pod about how we think, because Sharon's announced she's leaving, how would they ride out Dippy and or Puffy? Like, we don't know if it's both or one. And the most appropriate reason would be to go live with your teenage children in Sydney.
Mm.
Sure.
What else might do it if they don't go that avenue? Because I'd love Kershaw and Jay to come back.
Well, maybe Dippy was the one who assaulted Roxy. She's going to go off to Goodwood.
Oh, with the gang. It's Carrie Armstrong. And
she knows all about hitting people over
Andrea
the head.
And Cut Price Boomer.
Imagine. See, I don't want to see Shane and Dippy get back together. I don't want to see Dippy make lattes anymore. I want to see Dippy at Goodwood. That's what I want to see.
Because this is a bloody ripoff. Because last time we had a fiery Indian woman on the show, she had an affair and then got exploded. So why can they not ride out?
Well, at least we know that's not going to happen to Dippy. They can't explode two Indian women, can they?
Well, they've had two women go out on affairs.
They've had two women explode.
So, really? Look, they've got to have a better exit for her than AJ Kapoor saying, I've got to go back to India to see my grandma.
I mean, a couple of weeks ago she said she was going to go back to Sydney, like after her visit to live. But Shane wanted to break up with Amy, so she stayed. It just would have been better if Amy and he broke up, but she didn't stay.
Yeah.
That's appropriate.
And then she could be coming back and forth.
Yeah. We get some time extra. The statement that Sharon said when she was going to leave that she was interested in directing. You know, we got Kate Kendall back once. Ooh. Why couldn't we have her back to do something?
True. She could do little pop-ins. So we better go back to the main pod and do that.
Bye. Oh, shit. Sorry. That was my Facebook. I'm scrolling through Marketplace while we were doing this. Nah, but you're going to laugh. I'll just turn off my recording so you can't use this.